Good morning, everyone. Hello, everybody. Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
Hi, guys.
It's me, Henry Cavill.
Hey, guys. Nurion here. I'm obviously not Henry Cavill, sadly. But I'm acting in support of him today, I guess. Because he's been fighting in defense of the Warhammer franchise and fans of it for months now. Because Henry is still in the middle of a conflict with Amazon over creative decisions for the Warhammer cinematic universe that he's supposed to kickstart with his streaming show. And because he's a huge fan of the franchise, he wants to make it a very accurate adaptation and refuses to let Amazon ruin it, which they are currently trying to do. We'll go over new reports today that showcase just how much of an emotional battle this is for him. Cause while things looked like they couldn't go better for him when he was put into that position, Amazon could now ruin both, his career and the Warhammer franchise. We're gonna go over why and how they're trying to do that, how Henry has managed to stop them so far, and brand new thoughts of him on the whole situation. So let's get into it. At this point, most people are probably aware of the fact that Amazon is working on a live-action Warhammer 40k show. It's a topic I've been covering for months now. But still, most people don't seem to be aware of the fact that it's not just one show that they're working on, but the whole cinematic universe. So before we get into the main topic, I think I should mention it for everyone unaware, so that word spreads and this false idea of just one Warhammer show being in production gets laid to rest. Basically, Amazon saw the success of Disney's Marvel Cinematic Universe and Star Wars franchises and decided that they don't want to miss out on that cash. Just like Disney, Amazon got the money and they got the streaming service. So they've partnered with Games Workshop, the creators of Warhammer, and agreed on a deal to create a cinematic universe based on that brand. A brand with massive potential and a huge built-in fanbase. They got figures, novels, comics, video games, and soon want to expand it with streaming shows and movies that they plan to release in theaters. That's obviously a huge and expensive undertaking, so Amazon did something that made a lot of fans very happy. They needed someone who's familiar with the material and someone who gamers would trust. Someone to produce and oversee the whole universe. The MCU got Kevin Feige, Star Wars got Kathleen Kennedy, the DCU now got James Gunn. Some of these people are more popular than others, so Amazon picked someone for the role who they knew would be popular among the public as well as be an expert in the field. And that person turned out to be Henry Cavill. And I said it before and I'll say it again, he's probably the best person they could have picked to run that universe. He's a great actor, he's very popular among the public, one of the very few people in Hollywood who genuinely seems like a nice and honest person, and above all else, he's a huge gamer himself. Something he keeps proudly presenting. Whether it's in interviews for the Netflix Witcher show, when he's asked about it, or sometimes it's even him bringing up the topic completely randomly. Probably hoping the interviewers give him the opportunity to talk more about this hobby of his, cause it's one he's very passionate about.
I played the games. They released a game called Witcher 3 it's about 5 years ago now. Played that game to the death.
I've been a PC gamer my entire life and a fan of the fantasy genre in general.
I played the video games before reading the books. Yeah. I thought the books were based upon the games because anytime I saw a Witcher book, it was always game art on the cover.
PlayStation or Xbox?
PC.
My introduction to the character first came through the games. Okay. I'm a big PC gamer and I've been gaming since I was a young boy.
I mean, I play PC games,
okay,
rather than console games.
Okay.
But Total War is a big one for me.
Okay.
It's like a strategic world conquest type thing, you know,
okay,
as one does.
So are you out there like where somebody is just gaming against you? They have no idea that they possibly are in a virtual world with Henry Cavill? Is
world
that possible?
World of Warcraft? Yeah. Yeah, but that's the only online game I play for now.
Okay.
That and Overwatch.
I'm a big gamer. And sure. So I had played the games a lot.
Very much of a gamer. I mean, it depends on who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to the average person, very much, massively a gamer. But if I'm talking to a pro gamer, no, he or she would think that I'm not as much of a gamer.
I like how most interviewers and fellow cast members have no idea what he's talking about. I mean, he knew more about The Witcher than Netflix or even the showrunner. And him being so passionate about Witcher and being unhappy with the adaptation and them not listening to his advice on set was the reason why he eventually even left the show. I mean, that's crazy. But it's this side of him that really puts him above most other actors for me. And it's a big reason as to why people trust him with the Warhammer show that he was chosen to not only produce, but also star in, and in a main role as well. He's someone who knows what it's like to be a fan, cause he's a fan himself. He knows how important it is to fans to have the material they care about to be treated with respect. And that's where the problem comes in with Amazon. Cause the corporate higher-ups and investors of that company couldn't care less about that. And now Amazon wants certain things to be included or changed up in the show. And yet Henry refuses to fulfill their demands, cause he argues that they would go against the lore of the franchise, like the female custodian's lore retcon. So now we have the show, and with that, the whole cinematic universe not moving forward because of creative differences between Henry Cavill and Amazon. And now both parties are extremely mad at each other. It's come so far that it's more likely than ever before now that Henry is on track to lose his position as an actor in that universe and his role as a producer of it as well. This was a dream come true for him, yet now it's turning into a nightmare. And as FandomWire is reporting now concerning Amazon's upcoming video game series called Secret Level, Henry Cavill will absolutely lose his mind seeing Amazon put Warhammer 40k and God of War in the same show while his own 40k universe may not be happening. Secret Level is an upcoming anthology series on Amazon Prime, where each episode tells a story set in a specific game universe, including both new titles and some of the most classic series of all time. One of the IPs featured will be Warhammer, and Henry Cavill has now voiced his frustration about the fact that Amazon is letting that show featuring Warhammer move forward while his show is being stopped due to creative differences. Something I just don't understand is why Amazon even laid emphasis on putting a fan into that position when they're not even interested in their show or universe being accurate to the lore. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Why did they cast Henry Cavill, who's a hardcore lifelong fan of Warhammer and puts huge emphasis on accuracy, as the producer of their universe? The general idea to get Henry Cavill for the role, as I've stated, was brilliant. They probably couldn't have picked a better person for the job, cause he's a passionate fan and gamer. And to their luck, Warhammer's even his favorite franchise, as he stated repeatedly.
Geekiest thing would have to be my Warhammer stuff.
We're talking Games Workshop, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's that took me a while to kind of confess to openly and publicly.
Now we're on Netflix Geeked, so let's talk about what you guys personally geek out about. Henry, let's start with you.
Specifically, which universe or just...
I mean, just anything.
Oh my goodness, here we go.
How long have you got?
So many and I've got none.
Yeah, like, I was like, how much time do we have?
Listen, I'll stay here all day listening.
Ruling out The Witcher.
Yeah, no,
okay.
The Witcher.
Okay. I mean, the easy answer is Warhammer 40,000. That is my jam.
There are a lot of characters from the Warhammer universe that I want to be, but I can only really be one. Because once I'm one, then I can't be others. If it were to ever happen, if there were to be anything live action, I would have to be very aware of that. It is obviously character rich, especially the 40k universe. I suppose I could play a different character from the Warhammer fantasy universe versus the 40k universe, but again, I'm now just dreaming. So I'd have to speak to the guys at Games Workshop and see what happens.
5 years, you'd make a very good Greg Horizon, I think.
That would be exciting, yes, but then I'd burn Primarchs and the Captain General, so I don't really know.
He's been a fan of Warhammer since he was 10 years old. Collected and painted the miniatures, played the games, and read the books. Something he loves to share in interviews and on his social media. Here he shared a pic of him painting a figure with the description, "It is a time of rebirth after all." So as you can see here, the obvious might look a little bit like a tiny helmet. Which it is. One of my almost lifelong hobbies that I've been following but not actively doing is this. A company called Games Workshop. Or Plastic Crack as we call it. Genuinely can't get enough of the lore they have built over the decades. They have been some of my most enthusiastic reads. If you were in denial about me being a geek before, you can't hide from it now. Also, in the background of this photo, there may just be some completely new skills I'm working on. Or there may not be. So all of your eye squinting and attempts at digital unfocusing will be in vain. Or maybe they won't. And I guess this is a good time to once again bring up his announcement that he's becoming a dad, where he couldn't keep himself from mentioning his favorite franchise once again. He wrote, "Oh yeah, and happy Father's Day, you dads out there. Turns out, I shall be joining your hallowed ranks soon. Any tips? And don't worry, pillows won't be in the crib when the wee one arrives. Just glue and scalpels so he or she can build Warhammer miniatures." So he seems determined to get his son or daughter into the Warhammer addiction as well. Great. it's clear how passionate he is about that IP. It's been his dream ever since becoming an actor to one day star in a Warhammer project. And now he was cast to not just star in a Warhammer project, but to also be the producer of it. Meaning, putting him into the position where he has to sign off on every single decision. If he doesn't agree on something, that something can't be added to the movie or show. And that's exactly where Amazon screwed up with their decision to put a hardcore fan like him into the producer role. Insiders reported months ago that Amazon wanted to introduce female custodians and female space marines into their universe, and yet Henry refused. Amazon has also been the one responsible for why this retcon was recently pushed into the lore in the first place, by the way. And yet that isn't the only thing that Amazon has been demanding of Henry. For those unaware, here it comes. They also demanded that every movie or series should have a minimum of 50% of cast and crew members be female, and 50% be members of an underrepresented racial/ethnic group, and that the project should exclusively cast actors whose identity aligns with the character they will be playing. Meaning, gay characters can only be played by gay actors, straight characters only by straight actors, disabled characters only by disabled actors, and so on. It's basically a bunch of DEI guidelines they put on him. And yet Henry refuses to follow them, cause they will vastly limit his creative freedom, as well as force him to race or gender swap characters. And because they want at least 50% of characters to be female, despite this being a Warhammer show where most characters happen to be male, they want to force him to introduce female custodians into the show. The custodians are his favorite faction, and because Henry knows that female custodians don't exist and that their introduction would go against the lore, he refuses to put them into the show. He instead argued for adding the Sisters of Silence or the Sisters of Battle instead, so that Amazon would get their so beloved female representation without it butchering the lore. But Amazon didn't want those, because they argued that the Sisters of Silence do not speak, and Amazon wanted female characters to have at least 50% of the dialogue, so that would be a problem. And the Sisters of Battle were a problem, because they were too religious in Amazon's eyes. So Henry even tried to find a compromise solution, and yet Amazon declined it with a completely ridiculous reasoning. Their guidelines would have every single one of their shows look the same. Especially with fantasy shows or science fiction shows like Warhammer, they would completely destroy the escapism by having the entire cast of characters look like the demographics of New York City, even if it doesn't make any sense in the context of the story. Like that at least 50% of characters have to be women, in one of the most brutal franchises revolving around war. That's ridiculous. I honestly don't blame Henry for refusing to work under such restrictions. He's someone who takes this very seriously, cause he's very passionate about this franchise in particular, and thus wants to give it a faithful, accurate adaptation.
One other thing, I know it's early days, but Warhammer. I mean, there's nothing more close to your heart than this. I know this.
That is true.
There are a few other things.
Well, yes.
I mean, yeah. How?
Professionally speaking.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have even a heart that. Outside yeah. of work.
He does. Mm. He does. Yeah. But it must be so exciting to be able to actually like dive into this world and be the one of the ones that is just steering the ship and figuring out what the world you want to create is on film and TV. What's this experience been like so far?
It is the greatest privilege of my professional career. To have this opportunity, I can't say too much again. It's early days still, but to have this opportunity to bring it to the screen and be at the tiller, so it can be faithful, is key to me. And this is the stuff I've been dealing with since I was a kid. Yeah. It's this sort of is the stuff I spend my free time daydreaming about.
Yep.
As an adult as well, and I get to bring it. Into life, and there is no greater reason than I joined the industry than doing something like this, and I'm very happy to be here.
Henry Cavill loves Warhammer. He has a huge respect for the franchise and its fanbase. He wants to make this universe as great as possible by making it as accurate as possible. He said that making it faithful is key to him. And I think that's exactly what fans want to hear from the person in control of this. Sadly, it's not what Amazon wants to hear. And they cause him a lot of trouble with their continuous interference. The problem is just that they have until December of 2024 to agree to creative guidelines for Henry Cavill's Warhammer 40k films and series. If they don't agree, those projects won't happen at all. So they don't have much time left to settle their creative differences. And they can't replace Henry because they already proudly announced his involvement. So the only way is that either Henry gives in, or Amazon gives in, or none of them does and everything gets cancelled. And if that does end up happening, I can see them pushing the blame onto Henry to save their image. The Netflix Witcher showrunners did the exact same thing. But if it happens and the whole Warhammer cinematic universe gets cancelled due to Henry, then I think no fan can be mad at him. He's doing the right thing here in fighting for faithfulness to the source material. He's basically fighting for the whole fanbase here. Amazon might see him as a jerk, but in reality he's actually a hero for standing up to those evil corporate overlords. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather have no Warhammer show than whatever the woke inaccurate garbage is that Amazon is trying to produce there. So I will keep defending Henry, cause he's the only one who's doing the right thing there. Because that's what heroes do. But what do you think? Do you still want the Amazon Warhammer show to happen or not? And do you think it will happen? And what are your thoughts on Henry? Tell me in the comments. And if you enjoyed the video and want to support me and get the message out there, please make sure to like the video, to share it, and to subscribe to the channel. I really appreciate any kind of support. So make sure to subscribe and follow me on Twitter for updates as well. You'll find me under Nerion or by clicking the link in the video description. But with that said, I hope you have a wonderful day and I'll hopefully see you again in the next one. Till then, take care.